Hey, Lance Zierlein here from The Bench. This podcast is brought to you by our friends at Superior Window Company. Listen, if you're still living with single-pane windows, it's time for a home window upgrade. Get started on your path to home window replacement. Visit SuperiorWindowCompany.com and tell them Lance Zierlein sent you.
Your Diamond Play of the Week, presented by Robbins Brothers, the engagement ring store.
Talking to the home plate umpire, Corey Blazer. Here's a fly ball into right. Back at the wall. This game is over. Correa ends it.
Diamond Play of the Week is presented by Robbins Brothers, the engagement ring store, West Loop South and Clear Lake.
What a play. All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. That was the Robbins Brothers Diamond Play of the Week. So, is there any chance that that's a... I saw the big hug from AJ to Carlos afterwards.
Big hug.
But I can't... And I'm not speaking for Carlos, and I don't have any inside information on this, but it's got to be a little bit frustrating for him. He has to have some realization. I've been hurt a lot, so I guess they can't make a commitment to me. But this offseason really was telling with the going to arbitration over $750,000, paying Bregman the big money, giving Verlander big deal. Springer's still up in the air, but he's got 1 year arbitration left, and I would imagine they took care of him. They really took care of him the last 2 years, though, giving him more money than they probably had to, but they just didn't want to go through arbitration with him, and yet they did go through arbitration with Carlos. Is there any chance that this was an audition? He's with an entertainment agent now. You know, I mean, not that they're not, they don't have, they just hired a couple of sports agents, but for him, but that is this the perfect thing for Carlos playing well against the Yankees? I could certainly see when he goes to free agency, apparently he wants to be in either LA or New York are the perfect spots for somebody that has an entertainment agent, no?
Yeah, I mean, all signs point to I think there's no way around the fact that I think that it's a Correa's thing. I mean, Daniela has aspirations. Carlos has aspirations. Mm-hmm. There's just no way around it. And I'm just going to enjoy the ride right now. If the Astros want to keep him for the long term, there's certainly a chance. It's just things are going to get so super expensive at some point. But then again, when Cole... If they have any shot at Cole, it's going to be really tough with Carlos. If they don't, you'd hate to see him lose both Cole and Carlos. There's a scenario where they could keep both, and you better go ahead and fill out the park every single game because it's going to be – you're going to have maybe the highest payroll in baseball.
Well, yeah.
Altuve, because Verlander and Greinke are on the – I mean, Greinke's on the hook for two more years.
Two more years. But let me ask – okay, so – Right, and I don't know, but they're so much better with Carlos Correa. I mean, that dude, if just even if he's not hitting,
doesn't it feel
his
weird?
Shortstop, his arm,
he is such
his
good.
Glove is so good.
How in the last two series, he has made like four fantastic
unbelievable
defensive plays.
Yes. So, I mean, he's always been a cornerstone, and he's probably odd man out right now. So I feel good for him that he's, you know, performing well. Because I don't know that any team, you know, he's Giancarlo Correa. He's awesome. You just don't know when he's going to be there. You just can't count on him being there. And that's the only problem that he's got. If he could stay healthy, now he's working out harder. He's working out different. Maybe this is why. And when he is confident at the plate, he's so good. He's so good. But you see those swings, those tentative swings that he takes.
Yeah, but he really hit the ball well this year.
Yeah, no,
Carlos
no. Everybody
OPS,
was
everything.
Talking about on the post game, they were like, well, yeah, he had a bad... He didn't have a bad year. He had a really good year. The only problem with it was he wasn't on the field. That was the only problem with Carlos Correa. Now, last year when he came back and he had those tentative, I mean, he looked terrible. He looked lost at the plate. He had zero confidence. You know, he went through a stretch here. He came in 3-for-23 into this game. So let's not, you know, oh, Carlos Correa has been great. He wasn't. He had the first game where he had a couple of hits, and it just shut down after that. So last night, him coming back and having all of that confidence and swinging with authority was just awesome. Just awesome. And if he plays like that all the time, he's got a huge, huge payday. I don't know this coming from the Astros, but he's got a huge payday coming.
I'm just happy that he, if you go down 2-0, you lose both at home. You know you got to go steal two in New York. It'd be really, really tough. This gives you a little bit more leeway. You know that it's, well, it doesn't necessarily come back to Houston, but you got Cole on the mound. Doesn't it feel weird that there's even a scenario where Justin Verlander could beat Cole? And I know all the votes were in. All the votes are in. But right now, we're at a stage now where doesn't it feel strange?
And won't it, if Justin Verlander does win it?
It's going to feel weird
He'll
now.
Feel weird because he's like, wow.
Now, we'll see how Cole does in New York. It's a big game. It's going to be cooler. So here's some things to keep an eye on. It's going to be cooler. The ball. Now, you can say, oh, the ball won't travel as well, but it's a jet stream to right field. So it is what it is. And Cole's given up some home runs too. But it's going to be in New York. It's going to be in the low 50s.
No.
Baseball weather.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's fine. Rain is expected Wednesday. So this is a tricky one. 100% chance of rain on Wednesday. It's going to be raining in the morning. It's going to rain throughout the day. The question is, when does it stop? It's expected to stop in the evening, but maybe not until about 9. Well, the game's set to start at 8 Eastern. They're going to do everything they can to get the game in. John, me and John and Rahil are going to be, thanks to our friends over at the Phoenix and Belize and the Cheers, because you're going to have a whole bag full of Cheers anyway.
I'm bringing mine anyway.
Just in case the Astros sweep in New York.
Not just in case. I bring mine anyway.
So so they're sending us over there, and we're going to give you live coverage from New York, videos, pictures, sight, sounds, everything. And we might be on Thursday morning. We might be zombies because they may start that thing. And this goes for everyone. They may start that thing at 8:30 Central, 9:30 our time. Because they're going to get the game in, and it is supposed to rain. The question is, when does it stop? They'll have it all tarped up. I think they will play on Wednesday. Hopefully, the rain subsides earlier,
and the game starts on time. Play till 2 in the morning. Let's go.
Well, I don't want that to
happen. I don't care. Last night, it was till 1.
I couldn't go to sleep. It was after the game. I was so jacked up that I couldn't. It was 12:45, and I'm like, come on, sleep. And shortly thereafter, I'll look at my Fitbit. My Fitbit tracks my sleep, Dell. And it's a really good thing. You should look into this you get the money for a Fitbit.
And did you look at it in the barn on your hay bed? Oh, bed made of hay?
Did you wake up early because you had butter to churn? That's why?
Yeah.
I got 4 hours and 52 minutes of sleep.
You must have been churning butter, milking the cows.
4:52
with your poor person watch.
My Fitbit is not a poor person's watch, Del.
Yes, it is. It kind of is. Ugly, poor says, person wristband. Attached to it.
It says I went to... My wife hates when I do this.
You know what? You need to show that when you're on the corner asking for money. Show the Fitbit so people will go, oh, yeah, he needs money.
See, this said I went to sleep at 12:27. My heart rate must have just settled in because it was... I looked on my watch and it was like 12:38.
Your Fitbit said you went to bed at 8:30 at night because it's terrible.
It doesn't work.
Because it doesn't work.
It works fine, guys.
8:11.
Stop being haters.
ESPN 97.5.
When my new iPhone comes, I'm going to shame you so much. I'm just going to look at this little Fitbit iPhone. Look at it. Look at the poor person Fitbit. My iPhone's going to laugh at you like that stupid movie that no one watched.
I never thought, you know what?
Jexy, whatever it's called.
Do you sit up with John in the suites now? Because you've turned into quite the elitist, Del.
No, I'm not John level elitist, but I just know who to look down upon. Look, John's at a level.
Tech elitist.
John is at a level. I'm at a lower level. And then you are at the lowest level. It's your Fitbit.
With your Fitbit. All right, 7378037776. I know he does have testosterone, though.
Men's T Clinic hooking you up, hooking me up, hooking everyone up. Men's T Clinic can get you back to being the real you. What does that mean? Well, when you're in your 20s or your 30s, you might have had, you might have been a weekend warrior, somebody who worked out all the time, somebody had great results, and maybe you still work out all the time, but you don't see the same results. Maybe you're someone, though, who doesn't go out and live life to the fullest. You used to go out and have a good time, but now you're a quote-unquote couch potato because you just don't have the energy and you're always trying to catch up on rest over the weekend. Maybe your libido has dropped. I mean, these are all potential telltale signs. If you hear one of them, that could be you. If you hear all of them, it probably is you, and your testosterone level has dropped, and that's okay because Men's T Clinic has a solution. They will get you tested, get results quickly, and then from there, they will start to fine-tune your treatment so that you get back to being the real you. And I can tell you from firsthand knowledge, the energy spike you get right off the bat is so telling. And then you'll start to see changes in body type within the first 2 to 3 months. MensTClinic.com. There's 5 locations around the Houston area. Stop in. You can drop in. They work with your insurance to get it paid off as well. MensTClinic.com.
Hey, Lance Zierlein here from The Bench. This podcast is brought to you by our friends at Superior Window Company. Listen, if you're still living with single-pane windows, it's time for a home window upgrade. Get started on your path to home window replacement. Visit SuperiorWindowCompany.com and tell them Lance Zierlein sent you.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. What a great night. What a great day. You had the Texans in Kansas City against one of the elite teams in the NFL and kicking their ass. And then you got the New York Yankees with the one of the greatest lineups in baseball history. I'm serious. When Giancarlo Stanton isn't when Giancarlo Stanton is in that lineup, it is as formidable as any lineup you've ever seen. And they beat them. And Verlander pitched great and lived up to it. And you had to have that win. Otherwise, this series would have been over. Now you got Gerrit Cole. Can you think of a better situation? So, unless you had won the first two games. If you got Gerrit Cole in game three and you're up 2-0, they're freaking out. But I'm telling you, after you lose a game, now they've got Gerrit Cole coming in game three. They're probably like, holy crap. Looks like they take home field back.
Oh, they're going to be... Well, that's why you got to win the Cole game.
You got to win the Cole
game. Because then the pressure's on them. It's going to be tough getting a win out of Urquidy or Greinke. I don't know when the last time Urquidy even pitched.
It's been a while. That's why I'm worried about his
command. Well, he came in relief.
I'm worried about his command. Yeah, he did in Tampa. But I'm worried about his command because of that. But you know what? Oh, well. Step up. Step up, bro.
How good?
Well, we can't be scared. Step up.
How good was the bullpen yesterday?
It was
Joe Smith, Roberto Osuna, Josh James. I'm trying to think.
Harris.
Yeah, Will Harris coming in.
Yep.
I mean, just a great job by those guys. I was getting concerned. The Yankees burned up bullpen and burned through a lot of guys, and they ended up with Jay Happ, who actually had been pitching well this year for the Yankees.
Yeah, but that's unfamiliar ground for him.
It is.
And CC Sabathia coming in and trying to in relief. That's not that you're making people do things that they hadn't done. It's just that and guess what? That's when you lose.
Can we talk about CC's look?
Yeah, go ahead.
When people are like, "Man, baseball ain't a sport." That's the guy you'd point to and go like, this guy?
They're not real
athletes. Wait a
minute. They're not real athletes.
Wait a minute. Oh, really? What about offensive linemen?
Oh, they move. CC doesn't have to move off the mound.
Oh, CC moves. He's like a
lightning quick. I thought he had a pillow stuffed down the front of his shirt.
It kind of does. It's like it's really bad.
He's kind of a bad. Dude's gonna be a bad body guy.
Dude's going to be 4 bills in like 2 weeks. 2 weeks after the season's over.
No, because he's not burning calories now. He's going to be exactly what he is now.
No,
you think he's burning a lot of calories?
At least he's working. You know how many steps he pitches.
How often does he pitch?
He pitches every fifth day. What are you talking about?
Nah. Look how many starts he had. He was injured part of the year this year. He only threw
He's bigger than ever because he didn't.
I think CC has never been a grinder necessarily. I think what he weighs now is what he's going to weigh. I think he's living his best life right now as we speak. I don't think he's, you know what? Once I finish, I'm going to eat a lot of lasagna.
Look, oh, I mean,
I think he's eating it right now.
I'm not the first to make the joke, probably, but it is apropos that his first name is the same name as a bad fast food pizza place.
Yeah, CC's. So, Dell, I got something for you.
You know you can just send it to him.
No, I know, but you won't play it.
No, don't do this. Where you play it off of a computer. This is about to sound terrible. You should have played this.
He didn't send it to me.
So, all right, Del. Does that take the place? Does that take the place of All Systems Go right now in your mind, in your heart?
No, it doesn't. What kind of question is that?
The Clear Creek High School Chamber Singers.
Oh, those kids.
Clear Creek. That's your people.
that high school is like right near my house.
Is it really?
Yes. Those kids.
And they're a bunch of entitled little brats, aren't they?
I don't know about that. Well, I don't know them.
I don't know. I'm just saying. Because they're all rich kids living in Dell's neighborhood.
A bunch of little rich kids. Everyone's off his lawn, at least.
The worst part about the Clear Creek musical. No, not that. It's that every year before like football season starts, they have like this procession down neighborhoods where the band and the plays. I'm like, get the hell out of my neighborhood. Care about this. They're like, it's like the full band and like the spirit squad. I don't know if the cheerleaders get involved. They just march down neighborhoods playing songs, I guess, to make you aware of some fundraiser thing. Like, look, I don't turn my lights on for Halloween. The porch light doesn't come on for those kids, and the light ain't come. I'm not paying you guys anything. Get out of here.
So don't walk up to my door.
It's a Saturday. It's Saturday afternoon. Get out of here.
Stop. Diverse group, though.
What do you mean? No. I feel like that's not the truth. I know the neighborhood I live in.
Everybody's like, oh, is that the house? The one with all the lights off that doesn't want to give us any candy?
I don't.
That curmudgeon?
We've been there for a decade plus with me, but with my dad, and now that he's gone, myself for the last 7 years or so. The lights ain't never been on.
Never.
Ain't never been on.
Yeah. So anyway, they did the Go Astro song. You used to play that on your show, didn't you? The Go Astro song?
No. I just know we used to have fights about it. Mine is obviously All Systems Go is good luck. Go Astros is bad luck to me.
Yeah, well, guess what? The kids did it and it's out today after the big win. Okay.
Just don't screw things up. That's all. I'm
hoping they don't. No, I'm not sure that a song can screw things up.
I am watching a video of Oktoberfest in Germany that starts with girls doing rails of coke. This is on Twitter. Somebody sent it to us. I got to see. And it gets progressively worse from there. I'm watching threads of videos.
What do you mean by worse? What do you mean by worse? It goes worse, gets worse from there.
Well, you think, I'm not sure how this is going to be on Twitter. Well, you'll see. Well, just go look at the thread.
I didn't see it. They sent it to us?
Somebody snorting a line off a dude's junk? Is that why it works?
What now?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure you're in it too. It was sent by Active Adrian. You're in it, Raheel's in it. Oh, Dell's not in it. I gotta tag Dell so he can see some of this horrific stuff.
I don't want to see it.
You need to see it, Dell.
Is coke like is it legal?
Well, somebody from Spain. Oh no. It's Oktoberfest in Germany. Wait until
Oh my God, she passed the beer right through all the lines of coke.
Oh, just scroll down. There's more there. But let's get, who is that, Chris in here. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. How are y'all? Great weekend for sports. Obviously, the first game, but the second game. Hey, so Gurriel, how does he affect us? Did he come off the books this year? I guess I'm thinking salary cap with Cole. They said he might be the first $40 million pitcher. And then, Lance, I have an O-line question. So, watching the Chiefs game yesterday, super happy about the win. I don't think we're a Super Bowl contender, but I'm glad we're progressing. As an offensive lineman, what's the responsibility? Like, Laramie Tunsil got called for a couple of blocker downfield on the run pass option. I don't really understand the timing. Like, does he have a certain amount of time he's supposed to wait? I'm going to listen.
No, there's not really a certain amount of time. I mean, it's so on RPOs, and these guys can talk to it too. Dell, is the rule different in college than pros? Because you got to be within. Is it within 3 in college? 3 yards of the line of scrimmage.
The rule is more liberal in college.
Yeah, everything.
Yeah, they'll give you about 5.
They give you about
3 to 5.
In the pros, in college, they'll also let you literally beat a wide receiver into the ground at his break 10 yards down the field. And in pros, that doesn't happen.
Balling in the air, yeah.
They let you maul as a cornerback. And in the pros, it's one of the reasons we're seeing a bunch of flags. But in college, you don't see it called as much because they do give you almost inside of 5 yards.
And Jimbo, when he was back in the ACC with Florida State, couldn't stand it with all the spread coming in. I think he referred to it as not real football at one point, all the spread RPO stuff, and now he runs a bit of it now. But, yeah, it's very liberal. It's very tough to play defense when that is going on. But you don't see it nearly as – you wouldn't see it called as much as Tunsil got called for.
But in the pros, see, this is a different type of RPO because in the pros, you rarely see it in the pros because it's literally read the linebacker on the second level, and then you either give the ball or make the throw or take the ball, you know, or keep it and take off. So it can be a triple option. The problem is with what the Texans are doing is you've got a guy out in the flat, and it's a delayed response. So your RPA, your first read is whether or not you're going to give the ball. Your second read is whether you're going to run it or pass it. So the read takes place later for the pass. So it's hard to ask running backs or offensive linemen who think it's a run play. They have to block it like it's a run play. They block like it's a run play. So if Deshaun fakes the handoff, instead of making the throw, his next move is to roll out along with the tight end and turn that into a secondary play, which is now a run-pass option. So it takes longer to develop. So you're going to get more and more of those calls with the illegal man down the field. So your offensive linemen are going to have to kind of pull up a little bit if you want to keep running that same play. Odds are they're not going to show you the same look anymore. They showed it. You got to prepare for it. It's not going to be the same look anymore.
No. You just got to be disciplined. But you know what? That's happening all the time now. In college football, there is a little bit more leeway.
There's a lot more.
Yeah. There is some more leeway. How many penalties did the Texans have on that? Two?
Two.
Tunsil at least got called for two.
Yeah.
And I imagine other teams will say, look for this. And they'll have the officials on high alert to maybe call it even more if they continue to run the play. Because that's kind of how it works.
Yeah.
But apparently that crew calls a lot of penalties. They're like fifth most. That was announced. Fifth most in terms of penalties called across 17 crews. They're fifth most penalties called. So that was a crew that likes to throw the flags.
Cade says, I didn't notice. Ian Eagles calls, Chiefs TD calls versus Texans TD calls was hysterical. I don't know. I didn't notice that there was.
I saw him get
this whole
crazy
announcer
about,
thing. Like everybody cares.
To this
Joe
day,
Buck hates Houston. Nah,
Who was at the? You know, who I went to the Astros game with was Chris Ballard was in town to watch Alabama and A&M.
Yeah,
and I just got a call. Hey, you want to go to the Astros? Like,
yeah.
I was gonna go anyway, but yeah, I'll sit in the seats. And so he left there in the beginning of the fourth quarter, hauled butt to get back just to go see the because he's a huge Astros fan. He grew up here, and we're there and. A guy, Walker, who's a friend of his that he grew up with, is at the game with us. He turns to me and says, why does everyone hate Joe Buck? I don't get it. And you know what? I'm sure you guys can speak to this, but I don't dislike Joe Buck. It's kind of its own thing now where you're just expected not to like Joe Buck on any of the broadcasts. I don't really get it. Do I think he's the best? No, but Joe Buck doesn't make me upset.
And to answer Chris's first thing, Yuli comes off the books after next year. He's making $8 million next year.
Yeah.
That was Chris's question.
Was Chris's question? How many more? Yeah, Yuli's got one more year.
At $8 million next year.
This is going to be interesting to see how they handle this window of opportunity because you got Yuli coming off. You got Carlos getting ready to get paid down the road. You got Garrett Cole. We'll find out in the offseason. Greinke and Verlander. 2 more years for both or is Verlander just 1 more?
2 more.
And let me correct it. His base is $8 million, but payroll wise is going to be $8.4 for Yuli next year.
Yeah, and Carlos has 2 years, so he's attractive to somebody else. If you're going to get out of it, Cole's done. Springer's got 1 more year of arbitration. You locked up Bregman. You locked up Altuve. It'll be interesting to see how they go about this.
Adrian asked, do you think that we got break. He says, do you think he, I assume Carlos Correa, has an impact on the chemistry in the clubhouse? I mean, probably. Mm-hmm. This is a close unit. I think there's a lot of guys that do. But at some point, when you have a bunch of star-level players, you can't keep everyone forever.
No.
It's just not feasible. And it is what it is. That's why it's hard to keep great teams in place for 6 to 8 to 10 years. Like, it's hard.
Yeah. All right. You know what's also hard is to go to work at the day if you're hungover. How about today? You're watching the game. You had some beers last night. You take your cheers so that you feel better today when you go to work. This, it's science. It's not even arguable that the fact that you are having some alcohol, how it affects your liver, and cheershealth.com, at cheershealth.com, you find the Cheers tablets that counteract that alcohol in your liver. It's science. I don't know it. All I know is that it works. You feel better. If you don't feel 50% better, they're going to give you your money back. They're sponsoring us going up to New York. Guess what I'm bringing? I'm bringing my Cheers because I'm going to have some cocktails. After I have some cocktails, I take my pills before I go to bed, and I feel great the next day. It's science. You can't argue with this. And right now, they got a great deal going on. They're giving you 19% off during these playoffs so that you can cheer better and harder. CheersHealth.com/CrushCity19. 19% off. CheersHealth.com/CrushCity19.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
All right, 834 ESPN 97.5. Dell and I were just talking. What round you got Joe Burrow in now?
6-7, I guess.
Oh, he'll be higher than that.
Chomper's already made. Chomper's the LSU honk. I already gave him 8-1 that he doesn't go first. Chomper's like, first overall. I said, tell you what, I'll give you 8-1. You put up 20 to my 160. How about that? Done. And good. Send me my money.
Did you hear?
He's like, you more nervous now after the game? He's like, no. Let's make it 100. I'll give you 1600. I'll give you 800.
Joey Galloway and Jesse Palmer were doing on yesterday morning on ESPNU. Joey Galloway said he's turned himself into a first rounder, and I was like, slow down. But he's better than 6 or 7. He's better than 6 or 7.
He'll go. I have to watch tape.
He's going to be a third or fourth.
I have to watch tape. I thought Sony Michel looked like a third, fourth before last year's tape, and I looked at the tape and I'm like, holy crap! You know, he looks like a kind of a borderline first round talent. And so I give guys brand new look. It's a brand new offense, brand new reads. I thought he looked smart. I told you in the summer, when I was watching him in the summer, I was like, you know, he's a smart quarterback. You can see him getting through all his progressions. He's got good recognition. He just has a very average arm, very, very average arm. And I don't know. I'll watch tape and see. I have no idea what round I'm going to put him in. I mean, he's tough. He's always been tough as nails.
Oh, Danny Etling went in this, seventh?
And got cut. It was the dumbest.
Yeah, but it was if Danny.
They draft him and try to make him a wide receiver.
Yeah. If Danny Etling goes, good Lord. All right. Did you see look at this. Georgia sports this past week. Sunday, Falcons lose at Houston, 53-32. Monday, Braves lose to St. Louis, 5-4. Wednesday, Braves lose to St. Louis, 13-1. Saturday, Georgia loses to South Carolina, 20-17. Georgia Tech loses to Duke, 41-23. Falcons lose to Arizona, 34-33. You want to talk about one of the crappiest weeks ever? And look at Houston. Just kicking ass.
Well, U of H didn't fare so well.
No, they didn't. Especially, do you know that Clayton Tune didn't practice for 2 weeks?
Why is that?
He had a torn hamstring. They worked it. Game time, he said, can you go? He said, yeah, I'll go. And then he hadn't practiced for 2 weeks. So, no excuses, but they couldn't do anything. He couldn't run. He couldn't, and part of it, he ran for 100 the week before. So, they had to do like a a Steelers offense with him, a statue offense. So, you know, that was different. And they were still in the game. They were down 5 with 6 minutes to go, and then they batted the ball in the air and caught it. It was a loss.
And Gerald Green broke his foot, so it's not all positive here.
Gerald Green.
Houston's own.
Crazy Gerald.
Yeah, he broke his foot.
Crazy Gerald would be just fine.
Be out an extended amount of time.
Are we going to act like Russell Westbrook wasn't right behind home plate looking bored?
Good Lord.
I never saw a reaction from Russ to anything.
Well, and then he had to, and I was like, where'd Russ go? Russ was about the 6th or 7th. He was like, I'm done. This is, because let's face it, with the pitching changes,
when JV went out, I was like, oh, boy.
No, I was like, good Lord, it's the 6th inning. This game's 3.5 hours old. What the hell? Come on, move it along. It's a 2-1 game. Is this taking so long? What?
No, just tapping.
Bring in the left-hander?
No, tapping the watch. Yeah. Just move this along.
Well, and it's also this. Look. Aaron Boone managed that game
even
like he was a scared little biznatch.
The dichotomy of what you're watching. Look, I had it was game one, and I noticed I was watching college football on the big TV and then baseball on the smaller TV. I would flip to baseball occasionally, and then I flip back to college football for like a minute, and then I flip back to baseball. 2 pitches have been thrown. 2 pitches in a minute. That is what baseball is. And I imagine Russell Westbrook was like, what the
heck? Oh, this is terrible.
Am I watching? Why is this taking so long?
Somebody asked him, because he was in Tillman's seats, and somehow, I don't know, I heard somebody asked him, hey, how's it going to be this year? He goes, we're winning it all. Me and James are going to win it all. Okay.
All right. You should believe it.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. Keep that same energy.
In Rockets lore, if Russ comes in here and wins a championship with James?
I don't even know what to expect. Gerald Green almost had to break his foot because Gerald Green, I hadn't even thought about this, but Gerald Green and Russ on the floor at the same time.
Just throwing.
I don't think anybody in basketball is ready for that. I mean, that shot clock, you could make it 12, a 12-second shot clock, and you're not even going to hear the horn once between those two. It's just going to be run, shoot, run, shoot. You can't play them together.
Maybe we can call this the run, shoot offense. Huh?
Well, when James doesn't have it. James is not going to be. They say that Russ is the one who's running. Like, when it's fast break, Russ takes it and goes. When it's half court, James takes it and goes. I guess there's some kind of methodology that they're working on to differentiate who's the outlet to get it going. I mean, let's face it. Fast breaks aren't standard. Russ, both those guys are rebounders, too, so they both can take it. But James doesn't typically take it and go the distance anymore. Russ will. Russ almost has to get his energy out that way. It's like a little kid when you just let the kids play on the playground so they get tired. Let's let him run it out.
Tire himself out.
You almost have to let Russ tire himself out during a game.
Yep. By the way, the security guard is in the hospital in stable condition.
Paramedic? I saw paramedic as a report.
Yeah. He was in charge of security.
He's in charge. Yeah.
Because Ken Rosenthal said in charge of security.
Chronicle is reporting paramedic.
Either way, immediately you could see that you could see.
I got the email. It was from a security company, but he may be it's HCEC or something. HSEC.
Well, either way, if you didn't see this or if you did, right off the bat, Jake Mariznick has his head buried. George Springer and Carlos Correa have their hands on their heads. Players in the dugout are looking away. And you could tell that Brantley was really, really affected by it, too. New York players were like, oh.
I know.
It was terrible. You knew it was really, really
bad.
They never showed a replay of anyone getting hit.
You're not going to do that.
Yeah.
You're not going to do that. You don't want to see that.
Sign Joe Theismann's leg getting cracked. Or Kamiko Touré's foot hanging side. In football, you still see stuff like, don't show that.
Yeah, but we like that.
Feet hanging sideways? No, we don't like it. We don't like that.
Yeah.
No. Oh, hey, I want you guys to look at Paul
Louisville
George's
basketball player.
That was awful.
Kevin, what was his name?
And we didn't see, like,
Kevin
we saw
that was horrible.
Kevin, I forgot his name. But we saw the still images afterwards, but I don't remember seeing
Paul George video?
No.
That was
Robin Ventura video? His ankle was, his foot was turned the wrong way.
Yeah, they, I mean,
that's awesome.
I'm glad they didn't show it. I mean, from a macabre standpoint, I was thinking, did Julian Morales get hit? Like, I had no idea who it could have been.
Why are you putting that on Julian Morales?
No, because sometimes she's in the well down there.
Yeah.
And I was just very, very concerned. I mean, the players, clearly, looking at the players, I was like, oh my God, this has got to be really, really, really bad. Really bad, the way they're responding immediately.
I typed in his name to find it, and there's just still an image of it. Kevin Ware was a player.
Oh
my gosh. I looked to my right. Nope, there it was.
Wow.
No.
And it's almost like the producer or the director doesn't know what he has. Like, let's run it back. Replay. Run the replay on camera six. Ooh. And then you have Jim Nantz, and I can't remember who he does it with now. They have to watch it in slow motion and realize.
Billy Packer at the time, right?
No, Packer was already gone by then. Couldn't have been Billy Packer still.
Oh, I don't know. Billy Packer was around forever.
It's been a while ago. Yeah.
It was like 6 years ago. Billy Packer has been done for a little bit, hasn't he?
No. Billy Packer was, I think he was still doing it last year.
No.
I don't think it was last year, but yeah.
Billy Packer retired. When did he retire? He's 79 right now.
He's still good.
He retired in 2008. There's no way Billy Packer was there.
He and Vern should do a game together. Is Vern still alive? Dell's favorite.
Vern is alive, but not good at his job anymore.
He's the best. You know who else is the best? MyBookie.ag, promo code radio. MyBookie.ag, promo code radio if you're looking for the best way to play and win. If you win, they pay. That's the most important thing when you're talking about a bookie. If you want your money, they will send it to you. That's the most important thing. A lot of these sites, it's like pulling teeth to try to get your money. Well, not the case at mybookie.ag, promo code radio. All you got to do is get to the site and see, and it's unbelievable, all the prop bets. I mean, there's literally thousands of things that you can wager on at mybookie.ag, promo code radio. Just pick the right side, and you win. MyBookie.ag, promo code radio. It's a lot of fun. Their first 1,000 that you put in, they will match. So go to MyBookie.ag, promo code radio. Start, you win, they pay. You play, you win, they pay at MyBookie.ag, promo code radio.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I texted these guys the other night and just wanted to let them know how special I think they are and, what confidence they instill in me. You make a mistake, and more often than not, they're able to make a tremendous play, whether it's Carlos ranging in the hole with his arm or Altuve laying out and showing his range or Bregman, going deep in the gap and turning and making some jump throw. It's crazy. Almost night in and night out, you see some incredible defensive play, and I'm just talking about our infielders. I mean, our outfielders are really special athletes as well.
That's Justin Verlander, and... Gritty effort by Verlander.
His voice doesn't fit his face or something. There's something about his voice that, I mean, it's kind of like he's very delish.
Delish. We're going to be live in New York. Compliments of our friends at the Phoenix, McCool and Kelly, who have a house here. He played basketball at Strake Jesuit with Michael LeBlanc. You remember Michael LeBlanc, Dell? You're a college basketball aficionado from... I don't know. It was mid-90s, maybe not, from the UConn team. It's Calvin Murphy Jr., Michael LeBlanc, Jake Voskuil. McCool was one of the starters on that Strake team. And then his wife, Kelly, whenever we go out with them when they're in town, it's like last ones at the...
It's time for cheers when you get home.
Yes. I mean, it's bubbles. They start bringing out the champagne. It's a big party. And they've got a 5-star resort in Belize that is incredible. Incredible. And so if you just Google the Phoenix, Belize, and go check it out, they are hooking up people from Houston all the time. There's a lot of people who come from Houston over there because it's a simple flight. It's like 2 hours and 20 minutes, and you take a puddle jumper over, it takes like, I don't know, like 18, 20 minutes over, and then you go to, because it's not on Belize City, it's at the, I can't remember what the other island, San Pedro. And anyway, if you want to go check out what that, they're going to sponsor, but that is one of the places we're going to be doing a show from there.
Uh-huh.
At some point in spring, we're going to go do a show live from Belize and go stay for the weekend. So you guys really got to go check that out. They're one of the sponsors. They own two restaurants. They come to Houston to get their chef. Their chef came from Houston, and he's over there now. Cheers is also sponsoring us, and Cheers just makes a lot of sense because, well,
because
you take that before, not after, John. You take it before.
That's right.
You go to bed, and it gets to work on the liver. So those two great sponsors are going to be sending us to New York. We are going to be doing a lot of social media stuff. You'll be able to keep up on the Instagram account with ESPN 97.5 for videos, Instagram live stories, all that stuff. So if you're not following the account, the ESPN 97.5 Instagram account, make sure you follow that. Follow the Facebook, follow Twitter, all the social media. And we're going to take you inside the sights and sounds of New York. We're going to be broadcasting from the ESPN station in New York. I got a question for you about if you're paying attention to, it's not pettiness, it's saltiness going on between, now the Astros, the Astros were a very lovable team. I think once you win a title, people kind of turn on you a little bit like the general public does. I don't think the Astros are a super popular team right now like they were in 17. And they had the Dodgers. I mean, the Astros were the good guys. The Dodgers were kind of the bad guys. It felt like it was L.A. But, you know, Bregman does. The Astros have a lot of fun, but they're not afraid to do their little moves that kind of operate outside the norms of baseball where, like, I guarantee you, Roger Clemens and Lance Berkman watch games and they're like, just get around the bases, boys. Don't do all this stuff.
Right.
Quit doing this move. Quit doing that move.
I wonder what they think of four. You should have walked me. Four.
Mm.
Okay. Every time.
Four in the back of the neck.
Yeah, right.
Something. You get four straight. But
why do you want to get walked every time when you can hit the ball?
So the Astros will do their little moves. But the Yankees look like they're getting a little red. Did you see Aaron Judge, some of the stuff he did after he hit his home run? Then he did the belt move
when
he was rounding third base. I think it's going to get a little petty between the two teams doing their little moves after they have big hits. And I think they'll really crank it up in New York when that happens. So that's just something no one's going to get thrown at.
Well, let's face it. They're starting to get, these two are getting a history.
Rivalry.
Yeah.
Well, 15, the Astros beat them there. 17, the Astros beat them all in Houston, none in New York.
Right.
And now you hear
they lost
19.
To Boston last year, so they didn't get there, but the Astros did. And
now you're 19. Yeah.
You got, yeah.
This is a rivalry. This is the rivalry in the American League right now.
Yeah, well,
Boston won last year,
so yeah. But no, this is the triumvirate of teams is Houston, New York, and Boston. Everybody else is an also-ran. Everybody else. So this is important. This is what we've been waiting for all year. And people lost their minds when they lost game one. Oh, my God. It's long series. You can't. I know every game is so important, but, oh, well, this is over now. This series. Oh, my goodness. That was one Greinke start. You've got Verlander and Cole. Now, I know that it wasn't a must win. It really was. Yesterday was a must win. This is almost another must win. Because if you lose this game, now you got Urquidy and Greinke.
To save you?
In New York.
It's highly unlikely.
This is almost another must win because you got to figure that the Yankees, they're going to be the big favorites in both of those. Not that you can't win those games, but they will be the favorites. The most probable result of what happened here with the split is that you come home, the Astros come home down 2-1 with Verlander and Cole coming at you in games 6 and 7.
What are your guys' thoughts on how the Yankees handled were Boone? Now that the games are in the New York Post, I was interested to see what the New York Post had to say today. And it said, this Aaron Boone move blew up in his face. And it's, I can't tell if it's – who's 65? Is that Paxton?
Is he 65? I don't know.
I think it is
Paxton. Okay.
So anyway, the article, I guess, is about – I have to go check the exact article, but I'm sure it's just about going to the bullpen. Yeah, it said, it's harder to imagine a more perfect postseason baseball game than this one. Tense and tout, two teams desperate for victory for different reasons. A howling, baying, pleading crowd that spent much of the night alternating between passing out and raining thunder. It was more perfect for the Astros, of course, blah, blah, blah. But they talked about the decision to pull Paxton. Boone will be criticized in certain circles because he pulled Paxton in the third inning after he'd only gotten seven outs and allowed the Astros to take a one-out lead. But Boone was merely following the blueprint the Yankees have committed to all October. The strength of the team is a bullpen. It worked perfectly in four games. It wound up blowing up on them Sunday. You know, if you're honest about it, I don't think that move blew up on the Yankees. I didn't think it was a good move for the Yankees to and then because he continues to manage the same way, he manages like his team is going to go get more runs. So I don't think it blew up. I think what blew up in his face is their inability to get any more runs. But I think they held the Astros completely in check.
Did that say that this is what he's been doing all year?
It said he's committed to this all October.
All October.
He said
that is the strength, and they've got really good relievers, and they're coming. Canely was really good. I mean, they were really good up until Jay Happ. They were really good. Oh, well, yeah. I guess it didn't blow up on them. It's just that Jay Happ got beat by Carlos Correa.
You know what?
And you know what blew up on him was that his offense couldn't do anything against the Astros bullpen.
Yeah, that's what blew up.
That's what blew up.
I don't think the moves, while I didn't like the moves, I think if you're honest about it, I think it actually did pretty well. I think it actually did pretty well for the Yankees.
It was two runs through 10 innings. Okay, mm-hmm. So it was pretty good. Mm-hmm. Oh, hi.
Do you know that Raheel has one of the fastest children? Well, she's becoming one of the fastest children in the country. Because she's running. Del, have you seen the video where she runs with the parachute? Where Raheel's making her faster?
Well, she's got to earn a scholarship some way. It ain't going to be daddy.
Hayden's in school. She's in today with us. So this is going to be fun.
Because it's Happy Indigenous People Day.
That's not.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm not going to. She has a day off. Indigenous People's Day. Schools are out.
Today's
right?
Columbus Day.
No, we don't.
Oh, that's right. That's why it's
we don't celebrate the harbinger of mass murder here, John.
Some people do still call it. Yeah,
my Columbus people do.
Day. Well, of course your people. Okay. You're into killing a lot of people.
Columbus did a lot of good things.
Depends on who you were.
Okay, listen. You think he wasn't an important figure?
Yeah,
he destroyed an entire race of people.
And I'm not going to celebrate it. That's all I'm saying.
My wife got all liquored up after the game five the other day against the Rays. And as we're driving home, all of a sudden I just hear yelling about, and you know what else? Christopher Columbus didn't even land here. I don't even know. And I'm like, well, I don't know what's happening now. I just want to get home.
I do know this, that you were probably watching. I don't know what you were doing. Talk about your patio.
Oh my gosh, patio. I spent the entire weekend on the patio. Baseball games, football games, all Sunday's football action and Saturday's football action was there. When you get a patio from Texas Custom Patios, they're going to build something for you that is your sanctuary. It is your ability to go out there, an outdoor living space with big screen TV, speakers embedded in your ceilings, and it is going to be an unbelievable place to spend your time. You want to get a kitchen built in as well? They can do that as well. Are you looking for a fireplace or a fire pit? They can do that for you. They can make it as nice as you want it. And here's the great thing. When they show you the vision that they have, they stay with that vision. They stay with the price that they set. There is no overages. They will pay for any overages. And that's how you know that when their price is locked in, that is that peace of mind that you get knowing that they'll show you exactly what they're building, exactly what the time frame is going to look like, and exactly the cost. And then they do the best work in Texas. If you don't believe me, go to my backyard by going to tcplance.com and see the work they did for me. tcplance.com, that's Texas Custom Patios.
ESPN 97.5.